Good morning. My name is Rosemary, and I'm pleased to be able to spend some time with you. Throughout the course of our everyday life, we normally find ourselves walking a lot. We often walk hundreds of kilometers every year. For example, we're now on a small island in the Gulf of Thailand. Some of you were staying at the beach before coming here. You probably took long walks along the beach. I wonder, while you were walking along the beach, were you really there, walking along the beach? Or were you thinking of your destination, where you have been, who you're going to meet, what you're going to eat for lunch, or even further into the future, India, Nepal, China, all the while missing the reality of the moment of walking along the beach? Many times in our life we do this. We're at a particular place and we're not really there, not really experiencing that place. Instead, we only experience our thoughts about the place, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the past. Walking meditation is a very valuable exercise in bringing mindfulness or awareness into more active activities. It helps to develop more energy in the mind and can be used to flow the focus, concentrated awareness developed in sitting meditation into the broader awareness necessary for moving and walking. In this way, it will be easier to bring your meditation practice into your everyday life activities as well. So I'd like you to treat the walking meditation as carefully as most people treat the sitting meditation. It's not just a time to relax, go outside and enjoy the surroundings, although it's very beautiful here, but a time to learn this art of focusing the mind while the body is moving and the senses are more engaged in the world. Then it will be easier to bring a meditation practice into your normal everyday activities as well. Walking meditation acts as a sharpening stone for the mind, helping to develop a clearer, sharper awareness. This sharper awareness can be applied to our everyday life, letting go of the obstacles to being aware in the present moment, coming back to the present moment, and see what is actually happening. Keen awareness of the body helps us to see more clearly how we think as well. Then mindfulness starts to include more aspects of ourselves. For walking meditation, we're going to be walking back and forth, but we're not going anywhere, to some specific destination. Try to let go of thoughts about arriving or leaving. Instead, try to arrive in each moment, each footstep, and experience the process of walking. For formal walking meditation, we need a walking track, preferably a fairly flat, clear area. It's very helpful to mark the beginning and the end of the walking track. Then you won't be having extra thoughts about where you're going to be turning around, which could create doubts and restlessness in the mind. We're going to be doing the walking meditation in the level, flat areas around the hall. There's signs marked on the ground to indicate the limits of the walking track areas. Please stay within these limits, except for those who are doing the old students retreat. You are also allowed to go down to the level areas near the old meditation hall for the morning sessions, walking meditation sessions. Most walking tracks have fairly clearly defined beginning and ends. For those of you who are doing the walking meditation in the driveway areas, they're not so clearly defined, so it may be very helpful to mark it in some way with a twig or your shoes or something. Some people develop the idea, well, I don't want to be confined in a small area. I'll just walk around the area, being aware of each footstep. But usually there's always this thought about where you're going to be going next. And actually, this prevents the mind settling down into the formal walking meditation. It's quite okay to apply this formal walking meditation to be aware of your footsteps as you're walking around after the formal sessions. But the formal sessions are the practice sessions. To practice walking meditation, we begin by standing at one end of the walking track, doing a few moments of standing meditation. The eyes are focused about 2 meters or 7 feet in front of you on the ground. There's two reasons for this. First, it adds a compassionate intention behind your walking. You can see if there's any ants, millipedes, scorpions, snakes, etc. on the ground, and you can avoid stepping on them, either harming them or yourself. The other reason, it helps to limit the eye contact with the other meditators and the surroundings, which could distract you. So the eyes are focused about 2 meters or 7 feet in front of you on the ground. The hands can be in various positions. You can have them loosely beside you or with the hands towards the abdomen area with one hand on top or with the fingers loosely interlocked or with the thumbs just touching at any area between the abdomen area or with the elbows bent a little bit more up towards the rib cage. We begin by becoming aware of the top of our head, flowing our awareness through our body, developing body awareness in the beginning, flowing the awareness through the head, through the neck, down through the body, through the hips, through the legs, until you come to the feeling of the touch of the feet on the ground, feeling that grounding, touching sensation. When you wish to begin walking, not walk at a normal, easy pace, not too fast, not too slow. Note your intention to walk, intending. And when you begin walking, you're going to try to be aware of the touch of each foot as it touches the ground, the feeling of the sole of the foot touching the earth, the touch of the left foot, the touch of the right foot, the touch of the left foot, the touch of the right foot, feeling that touching sensation. You can note left, right, or touching to aid you in being aware of the experience. Sometimes while you're walking, the mind will wander away. At that time, the practice is to become aware of the wandering mind objectively using mindfulness of your thinking. Noting, thinking, wandering. Try not to get upset at the wandering mind. The mind is used to thinking, it's not used to concentrating. So when it wanders away, try to note it gently, compassionately, and then return to your footsteps, noting left, right, left, right, left, right. Until you come to the end of the walking track. When you reach the end of the walking track, we would like for you to stop. The reason for this is that sometimes we're going left, right, we've wandered away. We're not even aware that we've wandered away until we reach the end of the walking track. Oh, here we are. Okay, come back to your body. Becoming aware of your body, feeling the whole body standing and the feet on the ground. Some people like to focus in on their breathing at that time. You can stand for a few moments or longer as you wish. When you wish to turn around, note your intention, intending. And when you're turning, try to be aware of the whole process of your turning as you're noting, turning, until you're completely around, feeling the whole body standing and the feet on the ground. When you wish to begin walking, note your intention, intending, and then beginning again, trying to be aware of the feet on the ground each moment. Left, right. When you find you can stay with the simple touch of the feet on the ground for longer periods of time, and when you're more objective and compassionate with your wandering mind, you can move into the two-phase walking. To practice the two-phase walking, we try to be aware not only of the touch of the feet on the ground, but also the lifting of the foot off the ground. The lifting of the foot and the placing of the foot. The lifting of the foot and the placing of the foot. When you move into the two-phase walking, it's quite important to let one foot come completely to the ground before you lift the other foot. This is so that you can transfer your awareness and be aware of the whole process of your lifting. Noting, lifting and placing, lifting and placing. Some people slow down a little at this time. In the beginning, it's better to not force the slowing down process, as the mind may feel too restricted or forced. If it happens naturally, that is fine. Sometimes we can increase the speed of our mind awareness and walk at a normal, easy pace. Lifting and placing. Lifting and placing. If you do use the mental noting to aid you in being aware of the experience, it's quite important to understand that the mental noting is just an aid. It's not experience in itself. The main focus is to be aware of the experience of the lifting and the placing with the mental noting just as a soft, gentle note in the back of the mind to describe what is actually happening. If you focus more on the words without tying it to the experience, you may find that you're saying placing while you're lifting and lifting while you're placing. So just a soft, gentle note in the back of the mind to describe what is actually happening, not allowing it to overwhelm the experience. When you can find you can stay with the lifting and the placing for longer periods of time, and when you've become more objective with your wandering mind, we're not trying to push the thoughts away, but develop a gentle, allowing awareness to be aware when the thoughts arise, just noting them objectively, learning how to see them objectively, and come back to the footsteps. So when you've become more objective and compassionate with your wandering mind and you've been walking with the lifting and placing for some time, you may like to move into the three-phase walking. To practice the three-phase walking, we try to be aware of the lifting of the foot, the moving through the foot through the air, and the placing of the foot. The lifting, moving, and placing, trying to make our awareness much more continuous. Lifting, moving, and placing. If that's too long, you can shorten it to lift, move, place. Lift, move, place. As I said, we're doing walking meditation outside. If it happens to rain, there's umbrellas up at the back there. If it rains very strongly, we'll have to do the walking meditation in the hall. But don't walk on top of the mats. It wears them out very quickly. Roll up the mats. Put all the mats and pillows and etc. to the side so the hall is completely clear so you don't trip over anything. Then we're going to form two circles, one on the inside of the poles and one on the outside of the poles, going in a clockwise direction. That's to the right for the people of the digital area. The one on the inside of the poles is for people who walk more slowly. The one on the outside of the poles is people who walk at a more normal pace. And it also gives a chance for people to pass if the person in front of you is slowing down excessively. But since we have to follow each other, we're going to have to adjust our natural walking. And if you do pass or go to the side and doing a bit of standing meditation for some time, it's quite important to note if you're getting upset at that person, note it and let it go and just go back to your walking. So now it's time for walking.